If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com. Or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up? It's Lip Service. This is a very, very special one. I'm with my day one, Gigi McGuire.
Hey.
It's been 9 years of Lip Service, yes. And we are in Vegas at the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Is this your first time here?
iHeart, yes.
Okay.
Yes, this is my first time at iHeart Music Festival. You know, I love me some Vegas, so I'm here for Vegas. But I'm excited to be here. I'm very grateful for the opportunity.
You know what I want to ask you? Being that you always are running around and going to different events and things, do you prefer to travel and do stuff like this with your bae, or do you prefer to do this with your girls?
Case by case scenario.
Okay, so let's say iHeart Festival, because you out here with your homegirl, with Vonna. And so, but you've been here before with like your ex, not to this, but like to concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's the difference? And for women and for men, should you be concerned if your significant other takes like a boys or girls trip to a festival?
So specifically with myself, this is work. Mm-hmm. So I'm definitely here with my girl. I don't think that this is a like quick vacay situation, because I have obligations that I'm being held to personally. And my homegirl is like, you know, we can kick it in between and once I'm done.
Right.
But, and I could possibly do the same thing with bae, but I feel like I need to be more focused and on point. And I'm such like a stalker. I'm so attached to my guy that I feel like I would want to give him my attention, and I would feel bad that I have to leave him to work, because I want to make sure.
But you know what? I find that the most ideal relationships are when you are with somebody and they like support that. They're like, I'm gonna come at you. What do you need? Yeah. Let me run downstairs. You want me to get this?
I love that. But I don't think that the current situation that I might have been in. I don't think the current situation that I might have been in for 60 days would have been that. And in the past, I've been with my ex who is in this industry, and I was always by his side during work things and whatnot.
We're going to talk about this in a second.
But I was always just like kind of in the back pocket, so to say.
Because I'm so glad DJ Whatever just walked in.
Uh-oh, we got a distraction.
Come on in, DJ Whatever.
We got a distraction from the tea.
Have a seat, DJ Whatever.
Spilleth.
Now, let me just say, I've known DJ Whatever for a long time.
I don't know DJ Whatever.
Hello,
hi.
Hello.
I'm Gigi.
Pleasure.
Nice to meet you, Dimples. I love the Dimples.
Yeah, put them Bose headphones on so you can hear.
Got you.
What's up? He's working, by the way.
DJ, yeah, we snatched you away from some just responsibilities
real
quick.
That's cool. I'll put on a quick mix real quick.
Talk some shit with us.
Just for a few minutes. We were just talking about when you do stuff like this is work, right?
Uh-huh.
But do you think that it's cool to bring like your significant other to, say, a festival where you're working and you know you're going to be busy, but then it's you know.
It depends on what kind of significant other you have.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I haven't had the significant others I feel like are equipped for it, you know? Like,
what kind of equipped do you need to be?
Well, you got to let me do my thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't be, you know, you need attention.
Yeah.
And then if females come over and,
jealous,
you know, say what's up, like, oh, don't hug her. Like, no, no.
Yeah.
Like, I'm at work.
Mm-hmm. Have you had that happen to you?
Like, I have.
Ooh, that's stressful.
Yeah.
Because it is hard because people who aren't in this business,
they don't understand.
Yeah, they don't understand it. And then, to be honest, when you go to stuff like this, people will be a little toe up.
Yeah.
And sometimes it could be a little touchy and you're like, oh,
yeah,
why are they acting like this?
Yeah.
I promise, it's nothing. They never have acted like this before.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it all depends. You know what I mean? It depends. If you got the significant other that's going to let you rock, she could be able to chill, mingle, do her own thing and know that you're working. That's cool. Buddy.
Right. And also be able to come to like dinners with the executives because you need to bring somebody.
Yes.
If you need to know that like, okay, you could come here, be able to, I don't have to babysit you too because that's another concern. You don't want somebody
you get
that
drunk
you
and
have
sloppy
to.
Or talk too much.
Yeah, you want them to be a good representative of you.
Mm-hmm.
I've had that issue too in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you bring one to an event and it's like.
Make you look bad.
And they're like, you just left me by myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I want to get to this because right before you walked in here, Gigi was talking about a situation that she may have been in.
Ooh, so what's this?
She was engaged.
I was just engaged for 60 days or so.
Okay.
We'll just say 60 day fiance.
I went to look at the, you know what I mean? Look
the
at the
ring
hand.
Is gone.
Okay.
The ring never happened.
Okay.
But there was a real proposal. There's a tattoo involved and there was 30 days, 60 day. Now,
okay. I don't know
we're
whether,
negative 3 days.
I don't know whether to say congratulations
I
for
know,
the
or
proposal
sorry.
Or.
It was an experience.
Okay.
My life has never been traditional. I wasn't even born into this world in a traditional way. So I embrace my uniqueness.
Uh-huh.
And I am the type of person who I live for today. I seize the moment.
Yeah.
You know, tomorrow isn't promised.
Okay.
And I've been showed that in multiple ways. And I just really just live a life of freedom and just do what I feel that is right for me.
Tell him how fast you got engaged.
3 days.
Oh.
Whatever.
Oh.
He said, I had never felt like that.
Yeah,
I can't even bring someone to
So I'm going to tell you, and you know me, friend. I called his bluff.
I want to know how that.
I called his bluff. I want you to be my woman. I want to marry you. I want to be the truth forever. It's my life. Okay. Let's do it. Let's
but
do it right now.
But did you want it?
I would have done it.
Did you want it? I didn't say would you
I
have done
I would have worked
it.
For it.
Did you like it?
I love him still.
Oh, okay.
So I did fall in love. It was love at first night. Not
so
first
maybe
sight.
So maybe I might
but
get re-engaged. Nah?
I wasn't getting what I needed, so I broke it off.
Now, okay, I'm going to ask you this. Have you ever gotten a woman tattooed on you? You have tattoos.
No.
Okay.
No, we're not doing that.
But if you got engaged, maybe.
I got his name tattooed.
Yeah. Oh.
But I got my name. I got my potential. I got my potential future name.
Okay.
Tattooed. I got Mrs. his name tattooed.
Okay. Well, that's is it a big tattoo? Little tattoo?
It's coverable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Everything's
you know
coverable.
That was my
it's
question.
Coverable. Everything's removable. Have you ever proposed to anybody?
No.
People think tattoos are permanent. They're really not.
Okay.
No,
you can get
I've
laser
never.
Removal. You can get it covered.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I've never.
You
proposed.
You can cut your skin off.
No, you can't. But when I got the tattoo, the response from not just my friends but the public was
lawyer.
They were so outraged that you got this man tattooed on you. Like I have so many. I'm tatted from head to toe.
Yeah.
Like literally. So it's like all of my tattoos have significant meanings. And there, I have like secret tattoos with guys who they know it's for them.
Okay.
But the world doesn't know. They think it's something
you.
Else. You know,
like, this
I have I have subliminal tattoos where the guy knows that I got this for you, even though it's not your name.
Yeah.
So it's like one tattoo, two tattoos, shmoo shmoo. Let's move on.
Now
What's
let me
next?
Ask you this: when things don't work out, do you think about all the people that were like, "I told you, I knew it wasn't gonna work"? Because that's always the thing too.
You do,
when people
honestly.
Are like, yeah,
I've had that thought of everybody that was like, "Bitch, you crazy?"
Because sometimes,
but
you
I know I'm
people.
Crazy. Y'all not telling me nothing I don't know. Again, I am not a traditional person, and I do not live my life for what people think of me. I live my life for the experience. Life is an experience.
I love Whatever. That you know yourself.
Yes.
Have you ever been had an experience where you were dating somebody and people around you didn't like them, and they were like, "Don't do it"?
Yeah, when I was way younger, I did.
Why didn't they like her?
Her attitude, they could tell that she wasn't for me, that she was the jealous type, that she wasn't gonna really help push me to where I needed to be, mm-hmm. you know, so.
Sometimes that makes you stay longer because you want to prove everybody wrong. Because that happened to me when I was younger.
That was my thought.
Yeah.
In this situation. That's what a lot of people do. When I felt like I had to go harder to make it happen, to make it work, because there were so many doubters. Like, yeah, okay, I'm going to prove you're wrong. And I held up my end of the bargain. I called his bluff and I did what I needed to do to make it work. But unfortunately, I wasn't getting what I needed. So I am removing myself from the situation.
And that's why.
What's next?
Because that's what made me realize that you cannot judge your friends and their situations. Because the more you try to tell somebody you're doing this is wrong, this is mm-hmm. messed up, whatever, the more that they're going to try to prove you wrong.
Exactly.
Because I think about when I was younger, I dated this guy. My parents hated him. They were definitely right. Mm-hmm. But I kept trying to prove
in the moment
that I could make it work,
yes.
even though it was like a terrible, I like moved out of the house
wow.
Damn.
And everything because they hated him, didn't want me to be with him. But I was like, I have to make this work because my parents cannot be right. Yeah. And sometimes people stay in things because they're like, and then you feel defensive of the person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're like trying to defend them to everybody. Oh, you don't really know what he's been through.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
everybody done been through something.
I've been there. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And then
I can relate.
We all do that. But sometimes it's like, F what everybody thinks.
Yes.
You got to do what's best for you. So mm-hmm. for you, Gigi, I know like, because when we talked about it on lip service and people were shocked mm-hmm. that you got engaged so quickly and people were like, he's love bombing you.
Yeah.
Which I had never heard that expression before. Have you heard that?
No.
Yeah, they said that he was love bombing.
He
was giving too much love immediately at once. Like we started with the exchange of I love yous first uh-huh. date. We committed to each other in a relationship first date, and by the end of the night, it was I love you.
I'm so confused by this. Like we'll have to talk further in detail because I need to know how this even happened.
Yeah, we can get into it. I'm an open book, every page.
Would you like that? Like for you, whatever, would you like a situation? Have you ever felt that way really quickly? Like first date, first interaction, I love her. Like in your head.
In your groin. Yeah, maybe
the
in my groin. Because that's what I was gonna say. I can't even get there if you know what I'm saying. We haven't had those encounters yet.
Well, he knew.
That's gonna help me.
Or at least that's what he said. He said God told him.
Oh.
Okay. God told him. Okay.
He said God sent him to me. I was a woman that he prayed for.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay, so you've been in love.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so how long do you think, on average, would you say it takes to really fall in love? Because that's another thing people were saying. There's no way you could possibly be in love. And we had, remember, Christy Cooperi mm-hmm. came on.
Yeah.
And he was like, listen.
Take your time.
Yeah, take your time.
So nobody believes in love at first sight. It wasn't love at first sight for me. It was love at first night. But nobody believes in love
believe
at first sight.
I believe in it. I believe. I haven't had that experience, but I believe in it, though.
What about, like, we have these shows, 90 Day Fiancé and Married at First Sight. And, you know, we have arranged marriages. There are very a lot of cultures who have arranged marriages, and that's been a thing for centuries, and it continues on
in a lot of different cultures.
And it mm-hmm. works out sometimes. Sometimes it don't.
No,
so I just feel like tomorrow isn't promised. You know, carpe diem, live for the moment.
But I also feel like divorce can be really expensive and very drawn out.
Well, I was in it for the long haul. My heart was there.
Everybody says that.
My heart was there. Listen, if the day that he proposed, if he would have said, let's go fly to Vegas right now and get married, I would have. If he would have said, let's go to Fulton
aren't
County.
You glad we live in Georgia. Didn't say that?
Yeah, I'm glad. But we live in Fulton County, Georgia. And if he would have said, let's go to the Fulton County Courthouse right now and get married, I would have.
All right, you know what? Gigi, what did you learn from this?
Nothing. No, I'm playing.
That's a joke.
You're
gonna do it again.
I learned that stop playing.
That's what you learned?
I need to stop playing.
Oh, okay.
I need to stop calling people's bluffs when they say things, because I like to challenge people.
Yeah.
So don't come to me telling me you want to be with me for the rest of my life. Okay, let's do it now.
Yeah. I like it, though. You had the experience. You
yes.
know what I'm saying?
That's like, what
that's
life
what
is about.
I love
life
it.
Is about the experiences and the lessons that you learn from them and the things that you take moving forward in life, because guess what? It's always another day tomorrow. What's next?
We always talk about what is wife material. What would you say is wife material for you?
Respectful. You know, able to be able to have fun with me. You know, great personality.
Okay.
Those are some of the top things for me. Of course, beautiful. I have to be attracted to her.
And everybody's attracted to different
things. Okay, this is one thing about him, too.
Oh, here we go.
He's so fine. Ooh, he looks so good. And his dick is so big. And the sex was so good. And so there was a lot of lust involved.
Okay.
However, you know, I'm not used to that. Like, no shade, but I have not been in a relationship with a man that I felt like I wanted to swoon over. Like, I've never been in a relationship with a man that I just wanted to stare at all the time. You know, I'm more for personality, and I'm more for, like, you know, integrity. And
so does that mean moving forward now you need somebody you're physically attracted to?
I think so. I think he started something with that. I think that I feel like, okay, maybe I need to go more for the physical and less for the mental.
But no,
I mean, balance. It's all about balance. It's all about balance.
Because how long is that going to last?
No. I'm saying it's all about balance. I feel like I need to balance it more.
Exactly. People
change. I feel like I need to balance it more. But I like the feeling of looking at my man being like, damn, baby, you're so
him.
Fine.
Ooh. Yeah. Whatever.
I've never had that.
Have you ever been with a woman that you weren't physically attracted to, but you loved everything else about her?
No.
That's like an episode of Sex and the City.
No. You know what? You know what? I'm bugging. Early on, I did. Okay. Early on. Like, early in my 20s, I was tripping. I was doing a bunch of stuff.
Early in my 20s.
They were like, that's your girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you know what? I did.
Did you, like, keep her a secret?
Nah, people knew about her. But I knew internally I wasn't as attracted to her as I needed to be.
Okay.
So, is that why
so
it didn't
I was still
last?
Yeah, I was still outside. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just because I felt like I wasn't getting that
part
that I needed from, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
And Have you ever been with somebody that at first you were attracted and then their looks changed?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, yeah. Like one that, you know, when I got one of them, she was in shape, and then in the course of it, she just
did she have a baby?
Blew up.
No.
Mm-hmm. She just I didn't know what happened. So I had to keep it moving.
Yeah. As we get older, you know, things
change.
I know.
You tell her?
No.
Would you?
I tell you, taking me back to my early 20s, I was doing a lot.
But a lot of what we did back then kind of shapes who we are and the decisions that we make today.
No, you're right.
You know?
You're right.
And so in retrospect, maybe that is, people say it's cruel to have that conversation. Like, okay. But I think some people can't hear that from their significant other, mm-hmm. like take that type of criticism. Like for you, whatever, what would you say in a relationship are some of your flaws?
Maybe communication.
Mm, see, you didn't say nothing.
Maybe communication. I think I can be better with communication. I probably could be better with attentiveness too, because you know, the life we live, I'm so focused on the money, on continuing to grow.
Just
and
the small things.
Yeah, so, you know, sometimes she could feel left out or like I'm not, you know, I might be in Vegas and I'm not calling you,
or
I'm not texting you.
Because
or,
I'm here working doing? At iHeart.
Yeah, exactly.
Sitting at the festival. Right. Exactly.
But we all know that if somebody matters, because when you in that stage where you're trying to holler, you'll be over there texting.
And this was the problem with 60 Day
And then
Fiance.
They get you and then...
Yeah.
The problem with 60 Day Fiancé was we spent 30 days together and I made time for him to get to know him. We did like a crash course on each other. Mm-hmm. And then I had to work. I had to hustle. I got to grind. I got to get to the coin. I got to work.
That's
I got family. I got a kid. I got dogs.
That's
I got
why
shit
it's
to
so
do.
Important
I have a home
have,
to take care of.
It's so important to have somebody that understands
so
that.
It was like once I wasn't up under him all the time, then things started to shift and it was like out of sight, out of mind. And I just felt like it was more of me putting forth the effort to make it work and I wasn't getting that reciprocated.
Gotcha.
And I voiced it to him a few times.
Yeah. And right now, is he trying harder now?
I spoke to him, what's today?
Today,
Saturday. So I ended things on Tuesday. I spoke to him today for the first time.
Wow.
So I don't know.
That's not good. He waited all those days. So when he spoke to you, was it, I'm trying to get this back or?
It was just checking on you, you know.
Okay.
It was just like, hey, how you doing?
He was just throwing it out there to see.
I guess.
And whatever. Have you ever spun the block? And
I'm working.
Yeah, I'll definitely.
Yeah, I'm working.
I've definitely spun the block before. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Any regrets of somebody that maybe you should have, you know, not messed up with?
No, like my girl here said, I believe in God. Like, I believe what's for me is for me. You know, I regret how I ended certain situations.
Uh-oh,
I
you think, ghosted?
Yeah, yeah, I've definitely.
Whatever.
I've
said communication was something that he lacked in.
Ghosted.
So at least he knows.
That
is
the worst thing that you could do.
I did that once. I did regret that. But it's a few.
Did you ever run into her again?
Yeah, I did.
All right, tell me why you did that. Because women want to know when women are out here getting ghosted and men
why?
Too. Why? Why didn't he just tell me?
And I think
people want closure. They want
clarity.
Know.
Yeah. I think it was one night she just did something that I really didn't
like. Turned you off?
Yeah, it turned me off. And I realized, I'm like,
this ain't it.
Yeah. And the sex wasn't that great. So it was like, all right.
Yeah, why am I wasting your time?
Yeah, let me just keep
everything
it moving.
Everything is subpar.
Yeah, let me just keep it moving.
I feel like if I'm not with, kind of off subject, but I feel like if I'm not with someone who can fulfill my needs sexually, I'm eventually going to cheat.
That's what I'm saying.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Yeah. You don't think sex can get better though? Like, have you ever been with somebody
and it wasn't, changed,
and it
like
wasn't
size.
That great in the beginning, and then it got better? Because that's definitely, I actually feel for me, it usually gets better the more we get to know each other.
Well, yes, it does get better. It grows with time, pun intended.
See, that's interesting, because I've always felt like either it's there or it's not. Like the chemistry, you get what I mean?
Because everybody likes different
chemistry
things.
Is there. Yeah, because, but you have to realize that some people have this, let me hold off in the beginning and let me gradually give him everything. Mm. And then you have women like me who are like, from day one.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you get proposed to in 3 days.
Yeah. This.
For me, it's the chemistry. It's the energy.
Yes.
Also, see, the energy is something you can't teach.
You can't deny it either.
You could teach somebody like, hey, I want this, I want that.
These are my likes and my needs.
But bringing that energy that you need that turns you on, that's something I feel like you can't teach.
Sure. I feel like in the beginning, I don't feel comfortable enough like that until I get to know you better, and that's when I have better energy.
See me, no,
if
I'm
we
going
get
all
to
in.
That point.
I'm balls out, pause. I'm balls out from day one.
And also, I also feel like women's bodies are very complex, and sometimes guys don't know what you like until a few tries.
Yeah, so it grows.
Because, you know, and so I think that too. And sometimes you have to like let them know, and then they're not used to that because the last person they were with liked this, even though you don't like it.
No, I agree
and then
with that.
You have to like retrain them.
I agree with that.
Retrain them.
Yeah. Like, and then you're like, he's going to be amazing for the next person now that he ghosted me.
Yeah. Now that he ghosted me.
What would you like to say to this woman that you ghosted years ago?
I apologize.
That's
for,
big of you.
For ghosting you.
For not
I
giving you clarity.
I should have made, you know, called her. I should have told her the things that I didn't like and just told her that I was going another way.
So I'm since then, have you been
going
able
in
to,
another direction?
Have you been able to be honest about and have that conversation of, this isn't working for me, I'm going to do this.
I have.
Because this is what I just had to do.
Right.
I had to let him know, you know.
But you guys were also engaged, so you got to know.
This is not working for me. I'm going
deeper.
To switch gears. That was
a little deeper than any situation I've been in.
I'm going to allow you to do the things that you need to do for yourself, because if you can't do for self, you can't give me what I need, and I'm not getting what I needed. So.
Whatever.
Bye.
Have you ever dated a woman who makes more than you or is more successful than you?
No.
How would that be weird for you?
I make a good
how
amount of money, so, huh?
How would that be weird for you, though?
It'd be alright. I wouldn't.
So
I
yeah, wouldn't mind it. I'm gonna be honest. Some guys can't handle it.
I'm confident. I'm not insecure. So I could understand though why a lot of guys would be, you know, intimidated by a woman like you or you that's out here doing your thing in the public. Like a lot of dudes can't take that.
I have a friend who I used to be an exotic entertainer. Okay. I worked at Magic City. Shout out to the crew.
Hey.
Shout out to the trap. And I have a friend who, when she was dancing, she was with a guy and everything was all good until she told him how much money she had saved. And it was close to $200,000. And he was like, you got more money than me. You got more money. But the reason why she told him that I have this money is because she was looking to invest and build with him.
Okay.
So she was like, I have this money. What can we do together?
He was like,
so that we can, you know, grow together and get money together. I have this money. I want to invest it. Like, let's do something. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I can't. Like, I can't even take that you have more than me.
But, you know, it's interesting because he was dating a woman who was an exotic dancer. He was fine with that.
Yeah. But when he found out she had 200 bands in the bank,
a successful one,
he was like, oh, no, this is not going to work for me because you have more than I do.
Could you date a dancer? You think, or a former?
Or former
dancer?
I don't know. Like, I think I could.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done it. Like, I've dealt with plenty of exotic dancers, but never, you
really
know,
full on relationship.
Yeah, really full on date, even though they wanted that. But okay. I don't know. I think
something was holding you back.
Something was holding me back.
Do you think it was the occupation? Do you think it was the fact that they are naked mostly and or not sexual but sensual? With other men,
I think,
way of making money.
I think that's what held me back.
Yeah,
you know, I was younger too. Like now, it's a little different, but back then, I think the fact that men were looking at them all the time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
I during my 10-year stint in the different clubs that I've worked in, I always was in a relationship, and I've had a few of those relationships where the guy was jealous. I had a relationship where he made me quit and I retired.
But I think it's a regional thing too. In certain cities,
that's
it's
where
a
I was
more
going
common.
With it.
Like if you live in Atlanta, if you live in Miami,
if you live in New York, it's very different.
If you live in Vegas,
it's
very different.
Did they mind what you did?
In the beginning, but then it got to a point of insecurity crept in, jealousy crept in, and just not really knowing how to communicate. And
now,
get
did you
the answers
did you meet them while working?
Yes.
Okay.
You met me like this.
Period.
Imagine a woman told you stop DJing.
Hell no. She gotta go.
Right. And you're like, I've been doing this. Oh, I don't like you being in the clubs.
Yeah.
I don't like
girls
the fact
in your face
that
in
you
the
have
club.
To talk to these women because you have to talk to them. You have to invite them out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you're doing something, you have to have a list of people you want
to
make
sure.
You have
to communicate with them in
whatever
between parties.
You know the women are coming out. You
but
know
for some reason,
women are
for
coming
some
out.
Reason, I feel like men would feel like exotic dancers don't necessarily love that or actually want to be doing it. Like they're only doing it for a time.
I enjoyed it.
Okay.
But she's also a real dancer, like trained,
classical,
amazing.
Ballet, all
that.
Oh,
dope.
Yeah, so she was, she not like
a
one
bit
of the ones she's just
I'm not
going to
just stand there and two-step and booty clap.
She really worked. Okay,
I'm going to give you an amazing performance. I'm going to put on a show every single time.
Got it.
So and I was known for that.
Oh, now what if you were dating a girl and rappers mentioned her in a song?
That happened as well.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Lil Wayne mentioned her in a song.
Lil Wayne, Wale, and Trouble. May he rest in peace.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would that bother you?
It probably would. It probably would. Because in my head, because I'm probably going to think, like, all right, if they know you on that level, they probably clapping.
One did.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
we won't say which one.
Yeah, one did.
One did. Okay. One of the three.
Got you.
Yeah.
Got that's what I would think. Okay. Like, if they know you to the point that they mention
it's kind of obvious if you know. Because
right, if you know.
Because if you know the song, he literally talks about how good I sucked his dick.
Everybody serves those songs.
I got to find out what
I'll
song
tell you.
Is.
I'm a G-G mix.
I got to find out what song
G-mix.
Would you want to know if, like, say you got with somebody, would you want her to tell you those things?
That she had been with that person.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Probably.
I did so and it backfired. Because I felt like I wanted him to know before someone else told him.
Yeah.
Because I would never want my partner to be blindsided by something in my past. So I felt like, let me be honest and upfront with him from the beginning.
So why but you feel like it backfired?
Because in hindsight, they didn't know each other.
He
wouldn't have found out.
Right.
And then there was a time when said person saw me on the side of the stage at Summer Jam and ran up to me and kissed me in my mouth while this person was standing behind me. Then he put my name in a song. So it got pretty deep.
Okay.
It got pretty deep.
Literally.
And it got thrown in my face for years.
Literally.
For years it got thrown in my face. It was always a problem. It was always a problem. It was a dark cloud that hovered above our relationship for a very long time.
I just feel like, you
I
know
feel like what, I should not have told him.
Yeah.
And maybe none of this would happen. I mean, he probably would have still kissed me in my mouth, but...
You could have just been like, I don't know what. He must have thought I was somebody else.
This is why I think he did it.
I think men want to be lied to.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. Y'all I think don't really.
Because so, I feel like in our heads, we, you know, a lot of us want to think like, oh, you've only been with a couple of people.
Oh, my God. Why is
you know
that?
What I mean?
Let's answer that real quick. Why do men feel like being with a woman who has barely been touched is better than being with a woman with experience?
You just feel like less bodies.
Like you discovered something.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I think it's
less bodies means less experience.
It's an internal
thing. So she don't know what she's doing if she never done it.
You're right. You're right.
And then you be like, oh, the bitch used the teeth. Because she don't know how not to use the teeth because she ain't done it before.
But look,
you think we sucking on carrots and bananas? No, we got to suck dick to know how to suck dick.
They falling in love and they don't want to think about that. They don't want to think that you done been with. You know what I mean? You're right.
Oh, I have another question.
Okay.
I have a friend, right? And he's going to be so mad at me for this, but I don't care. He told me that he's not moving into his girlfriend. No, not even moving in. He's not sleeping over at his girlfriend's house until he buys her
a new mattress. Right.
Because other men have slept on a mattress. Other men still been in the pussy.
Right.
So you buy a mattress pad, sheets, pillows, forks, plates, spoons, knives, toilet seat. You got to replace everything this man touched if that's the case. Yeah, and guess what you can't replace? That pussy that his dick been in.
See, I've never heard
of
that.
And he probably came in and everything.
I've heard of, like, I'll be on the, I'll never move into a woman's house. Like, we could buy
a crib. No, he didn't say move in.
Hold on.
He said spend the night.
He
said spend the night.
He said
when I go to visit her, they live in different cities and they're in a relationship. He says when I go to visit her, I get a room because I am not staying at her house.
He can't get like a mattress cover?
That's what I said. Buy new sheets and pillows. A whole mattress. But he said that he's willing to buy the mattress, but she's like, you tripping. Like, stay in a room
if you
feel like that.
Get a nice new mattress. Check out Savoir Beds. Those mattresses are amazing. Handmade coils.
Get it. That mattress is not going to change the fact that her vagina has been penetrated by other men.
I don't even remember which one it is, but they fire.
Yeah. All right. Well, tell her to tell him she wants a Savoir mattress. And
he's going to buy it. He's going to buy it. So I'll pass it on. He's my.
Now what happens if they break up?
So I'm going to pass it on. That's what I'm saying. Like, what happened when y'all break up?
Mattresses are expensive. A good mattress is expensive.
Yeah, so when you break up with her, it's cool for the next nigga to fuck on the mattress that you bought.
Men don't even be thinking that.
I need to say like I need to remember that because I need to ask.
Whatever. Do you change the sheets between women? Like, do you wash your sheets?
Yeah, I did. I used to do that.
Okay.
I used to do that.
You're in a relationship now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm chilling.
Everything he's talking about is from a decade ago.
I'm chilling right now. But back in the day, I used
to. When you had to.
Yeah, I used
that's
to.
That's very
considerate. I used to like to do that. You know what I mean?
It's nothing like fresh sheets.
That's disgusting.
It make the pussy wetter.
Yeah.
If I lay on a man's pillow and it smells like slobber, I'm dry.
Or if you see like stains, you're like, okay.
Ew.
Yeah, that's a little
hold
crazy.
On.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you guys know we are at the iHeartRadio Music Festival. I know whatever is out here working, so we don't want to keep him too long.
Yeah.
And we have work to do too,
yes,
truth be told. But we're just excited to be here. We're in the Bose booth, which is really nice to be able to sit here and do our podcast.
It's so
love
cool. I'm loving this experience.
And we are on the iHeartRadio. We're part of the family with Lip Service.
Yes, we are.
So, yeah, make sure
podcast.
You keep on listening, you know, to Lip Service. We've been on for 9 years.
We just celebrated 9 years
this our podcast. This is the first time whatever has joined us, and I know this is a little different for you.
No, I'm with it though. We got to do it more.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
he's learning how
more.
To communicate.
Yeah, I'm getting much better.
Listen,
much
Lip
better.
Service has taught me a lot of things, so you know, stick around. You'll learn a few.
Even Gigi learning things.
I'm with it.
You know
I'm
saying?
With it. I'm
and
with
look,
it.
Next time you come back, she might be engaged again. Who knows?
Oh my God, with a whole new tattoo.
Hey, I still need to know that song. Which song that was?
I'm gonna tell you as soon as we
got to
turn this mic off.
Next time you see her, throw it on in the club. All right, well, DJ, whatever, it's Lip Service. Thank you so much to iHeartRadio. Thank you to everybody who's listening. Thank you to Bose
shout out
for
to
providing
Vegas.
This nice air-conditioned space in the midst of all this heat.
Yes.
I love this little space.
Lip Service,
so
me and GG, day one, period.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.